It is your hit music station, Max FM, Macca in the morning with some script and superheroes. Now, last night, MasterChef eliminated its latest contestant. Unfortunately for Meta, the project manager from New South Wales, his tartan didn't meet the standards of Maggie Beer. Meta joins us on the line. Meta, good morning.
Good morning. How are you all?
I'm not doing too bad. Hey, mate, unfortunately, it just didn't work out last night.
Oh, yes, what a shame. I mean, Maggie Bear is such a wonderful lady, and she was very supportive. And her dish was a wonderful dish. Too bad I didn't come up to the cooking the apple sufficient enough for her liking, which is a shame.
Apples are normally a raw food anyway, so I don't know why you would cook an apple.
Well, in this particular case, it was a special dessert. And plus, also, all of us have a hard time understanding what a cartouche is. I've never heard of cartouche until then.
Mate, the whole experience of just getting through to the top 24 on MasterChef, it must have been just such a thrill.
It is, because it's like a roller coaster ride, you know. First you thought you win a lottery, and then you found out the prize has a lot more things you had to deal with before you get the final prize, and you go through a lot of rigmarole before you get there. So it's quite a trip, indeed.
Did you feel like, you know, you fully embraced what was happening? You know, you've got to meet Maggie Beer, obviously, which is an absolute thrill. I'd be absolutely chuffed if I got to do that. But then just being around the other people and being around food so much for you know, that period of time.
Well, the thing is that if you have certain interest in what you do, then being surrounded by the things you really like and enjoy, you share the interest with the same people you are with, and that makes the whole trip very enjoyable. Like they say, you got to enjoy what you do, otherwise you're not going to get much out of it. So that's the important thing.
Now, since leaving the kitchen, you've travelled off to Malaysia. You've spent some time cooking with Mum. Have you transferred some of the MasterChef things over to the Malaysian cooking?
I think it's more the other way around. My mum is the MasterChef who's been teaching me what to do. Say, "Oh, you didn't do this right. You did this wrong. Try this, try that." You know. So,
mums are always like that, though. They're never happy with how you put something up, are they?
That's true, but then again, they only have wanting you to be your best. So that's what mum does. You know, they just want you to be your best, and they're trying to make things better for you. So that's what mum does.
Well, hopefully everything turns out all right for you. Meta, thank you so much for coming on. Before you go, I will ask you, who do you think is going to win the entire competition?
Oh, that's a tough one. It really is. But I do have my favorites. The two favorites I have is Jess and Sashi. Hopefully one of them will get through to the final end and then show us the magical touch and talent they got.
Alrighty then. I'll make sure that I keep this until the end of the season. If you come out perfectly correct, those two are in the finals, you are a Nostradamus, my friend.
We will see. Time will tell you.
Meta, thank you so much for coming on, mate. Really do appreciate it.
Thank you for the opportunity. Have a wonderful day.
Not a problem. Meta from MasterChef joining us. Another episode of MasterChef happens tonight from 7:30 on Win. We'll catch up with our national newsroom very soon on your hit music station, Max FM.